Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump heads to Vietnam today for a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump offered an optimistic prediction when he spoke earlier today at the National Governors Association meeting in Washington.
I think we'll have a very tremendous summit. We want denuclearization. And I think he'll have a country that will set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy.
Trump also praised U.S. trade negotiations with China. He has called for another summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping if they reach a deal. And Vice President Pence is in Colombia today, where he announced new U.S. sanctions against the allies of Venezuela's President Maduro. Maduro is holding on to power in the country despite U.S. efforts to get him out. Lots to talk about now with NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So start with a summit meeting with Kim. President Trump talks about how denuclearization will be an economic boon for North Korea, which I think is going to be a hard sell for Kim Jong-un, who seems to align his own power with his nuclear weaponry. Is denuclearization a realistic outcome for the summit?
Remember, Lisa, at the end of his last summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump declared that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. So certainly at least a declaration of denuclearization is realistic. The reality may be less so. Trump's own intelligence agencies have concluded that North Korea is not doing away with its nuclear arsenal. In fact, it seems to be enhancing it, and they don't think Kim is inclined to get rid of his nuclear weapons. Aides do say one goal for this summit is simply to have the two sides agree on what denuclearization means to each of them. So that's a pretty modest goal there.
Right. And I think that's been a goal for quite some time now. South Korea has hinted that the summit could lead to a formal declaration of the end of the Korean War. It's hard to believe, but there's been an armistice since 1953. If there is a formal end to the war, would it be a meaningful step or a more symbolic one?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the possibility of such a declaration on the Sunday shows, and he was noncommittal. One concern is that if you in fact had a peace treaty, what would be the rationale for keeping the 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea? And there would be increased pressure on the U.S. to withdraw. President Trump did say on Friday that a withdrawal of those troops from South Korea is not on the table at this point.
U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators extended their talks through the weekend, Scott. President Trump also delayed an automatic tariff increase. He is sounding an optimistic tone. Does he have reason to be optimistic?
He says they're making significant progress, and not just on things like soybean sales, but the more fundamental structural issues like protection of intellectual property. He hasn't offered any details, though, so it's really hard from the outside to assess what's really happening with the talks. As you mentioned, he suggested that a final deal might be worked out between himself and Chinese President Xi Jinping, and he's talking about a possible summit with Xi maybe as early as next month and maybe at the president's vacation home down in Florida.
All right. Before we let you go, we want to catch up with the vice president. He is in South America. Mike Pence is meeting with leaders of the Venezuelan opposition, including Juan Guaido. The U.S. has backed Guaido and has called for the current Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to step down. It's imposing new sanctions on countries that support Maduro, and it wants the U.N. Security Council to meet to talk about Venezuela tomorrow. Do we know to what extent the military, which is very key in Venezuela, is still behind the president, Nicolas Maduro?
So far, defections of the Venezuelan military have been very limited. Most have stuck with Maduro for the time being, but the U.S. says they're patient, and they do believe that ultimately Maduro's days are numbered. The vice president did announce some additional sanctions on governors loyal to Maduro today, and also some additional U.S. aid to the countries surrounding Venezuela, which have taken in hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan refugees.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.